Well, yesterday the Prime Minister announced her intention to introduce legislation to tackle organised crime. The law would have to jump many hurdles, such as existing state laws and the fact that attempts by South Australia and New South Wales to introduce similar legislation were deemed unconstitutional by the High Court. So will this new attempt succeed where others have failed? University of Queensland Professor of Criminal Law Andreas Schloenhardt shared his analysis with The Wire's Bill Walter.
The short answer is no, and I'm not sure that they will ever really see the light of day. The initial reaction yesterday already after the announcement was made is that some states have expressed reservations towards that. Even though Queensland, South Australia and New South Wales and also Northern Territory have these anti-gang laws in place which allow state governments at the moment to ban certain organizations and then seize their assets and put people under control orders. The different models around the country aren't entirely the same. Some of them are a bit better than others. Some of them are a bit harsher than others. And some other states have actually expressed concerns and reservations towards that all along. Victoria used to be one of them, and the ACT in particular have never been a big fan of this legislation. So my first reaction also is to express some doubt that there will be sufficient consensus to even agree on a concept, let alone on the idea that the federal government ought to be given jurisdiction to even do that, what presently really is a responsibility that falls into the hands of state and territory jurisdiction.
Are there any advantages for these laws to be in the federal jurisdiction rather than the states?
If we are completely practical, then perhaps yes, because this anti-gang turf war or the wider phenomenon of organized crime is certainly one that doesn't stop at cross borders and it affects communities across the country. So if you look at it that way, then yes, it makes sense to also have a national response to what is certainly a national problem and create some sort of uniformity. So logically thinking, yes, but there are some practical obstacles, and also the question, are these laws, even if they were in place nationally, even going to work?
What laws would need to be surrendered by states for the government to be able to implement?
My initial gut feeling tells me that criminal law is first and foremost a matter for the states and territories. The federal government comes in when either federal offences are concerned. It would be the case, for example, for drug trafficking and the like, or the national border is concerned. Now, of course, organised crime doesn't care about those jurisdictional issues, but the practicalities do, and that people who are involved actually have the power and right to do and exercise those powers is something we shouldn't overlook. To that end, the other initiative that was announced a few days ago now, to have some sort of national task force and intelligence centre where state territories and the federal government work together, might have a better and more immediate practical outcome.
Can that task force that you just alluded to actually work without federal legislation?
The proposal that was made a few days ago is similar to what we have in place for the so-called joint counterterrorism teams, which were instituted after the 9/11 events. Essentially, these are, you can imagine, more sophisticated police stations under that, where officers from a variety of jurisdictions work together, in particular state and federal agencies. Because they have sometimes corresponding, sometimes conflicting powers, if they do work together and quite practically show up at the crime scene together, you will know that one of them will have the power that they need, and now they want to use a similar model for organized crime. There is really, I think, something good and something quite practical about that. Resourcing them is another question, and we really have the Australian Crime Commission, which ought to be doing some of the job all along, but we're in an election year, so big new announcements serve some purpose here.
Professor Andreas Schloenhardt from the University of Queensland School of Law. He was talking to The Wire's Bill Walter.